Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on Earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you two are daft for Donald, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're the Disney novice, the fan who's just maybe thinking about currently planning or replanning your second, third, or re-replanning your trip to Walt Disney World, and you're wondering if Cinderella Castle is part of the National Trust, then maybe this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories of their magical times. And this week's superfan, Lewis, tells me about his favourite Magic Kingdom attraction.
It's just a bit of, the best words I can say, Southern American lunacy.
Can you guess what that is? We'll be chatting to Lewis very soon, as well as answering your Walt Disney World questions and getting the latest news from the parks. Everything you need to know, all the essential information right now at Walt Disney World. And make sure you keep in touch. Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We are at PodMagical. This is the most magical podcast on Earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. Now, every podcast, we answer your Walt Disney World questions, whether it's anything to do with holidays or planning. But this is quite interesting. I had a question that came in here. It's nothing to do with holidays at all. And I can't say who this is from for obvious reasons when I tell you what the question is. It's from somebody whose partner, being very careful, whose partner is obsessed with Walt Disney World Imagineering. They've done the Keys to the Kingdom tour, blitzed the Disney Imagineering series on Disney Plus. Andy, can you recommend any good books for Walt Disney wannabe Imagineers for Christmas? Yeah, Christmas or lockdown reading, either or. Some of the books that I personally have read, I've got the Bob Iger book. If you've not read the Bob Iger book that came out last year, his autobiography, that is brilliant for any kind of Disney fan. I've also got the Haunted Mansion book, which is by somebody called Jason Searle. That's a great book. The One Day at Disney book is a beautiful coffee table book. It goes with a series that's on Disney Plus, behind the scenes of Walt Disney World. In fact, the Disney company and all the people who work there. That's a beautiful, big, glossy book. There are a couple of books you can get on Amazon and other big bookstores as well. There's one by The Imagineers called Walt Disney Imagineering. It's called A Behind the Dreams Look at Making the Dream Real. Now, I've not read that one myself, but that's been recommended to me. And the other one that's been recommended to me is called Since the World Began. In fact, a couple of people have recommended this particular one. It's by an author called Jeff Curti. Jeff with a J, Curti, K-U-R. TTI, Jeff Curti, Since the World Began, Walt Disney World, the first 25 years. And I think that is also on Amazon as well. I think you can get that for like a fiver on Amazon. There's some of the good ones. I'll put those on our socials as well, just in case you yourself want to go and do some lockdown reading about Walt Disney World. If we can't go, we'll just read about it. And of course, if you've got any questions about Walt Disney World, whether it comes to souvenirs, books, TV shows, trip planning, holidays, will fast passes come back, anything you want to know, I'll do my best to answer them. Every episode on the podcast, just drop me a message. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PodMagical is where we are. And if you would like to be a podcast guest, we are looking for new guests now for next year. They do get in touch. Doesn't matter when the last time you went to Walt Disney World or how many times you've been. If you love talking about it to people, talk about it to me. Just give me a shout. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PodMagical is where we are. Like this week's guest, Lewis. So why do you love Walt Disney World so much, Lewis?
Oh, I tell you, I love Walt Disney World because it's a happy little bubble. Because they keep you so immersed. You know, they hide all the things they don't want you to see. You see all the things they do want you to see. And it's like being transported into another little world. It's amazing.
Are you a bit of a secret Imagineer on the sly then? You're looking for those little tricks that you go around?
I tell you what, I was recently looking at the Imagineer jobs thinking, oh, I wish I could do that.
Oh, if only.
Yeah.
If only. And I love you just telling me earlier on that your wife, she's not, well, she likes Walt Disney World, but she doesn't like to talk about it like we do on the podcast.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does like talking about it a little bit, but after a while, she's like, oh, okay, yeah, shut up.
Have enough now. Especially we can't go. Was it this time last year you were there?
No, it was actually 5 years ago was the last time.
5 years ago, sorry.
But I've been going since I was seven, which was back in 1996.
Tell me about the first time you went to Walt Disney World.
So the first time, so that was back, yeah, so 1996 in October with my parents, they took me. And, well, that was the year they had the infamous birthday cake at Cinderella's Castle.
Oh, which, you got to see that.
Yeah.
Describe that, please. How was it? Was it as garish as it looks on the photograph?
It was garish.
So what did they do?
They basically turned it all pink, and everything that was a turret was now an ice cream cone or, bits of bubble gum kind of thing. It was, at the time when you're seven, it still looks incredible, and I was awestruck, but it wasn't quite what my parents were hoping for, I think.
especially the first time you won that iconic picture of you with the castle, and you go, well, it's the castle, but it's
pink.
Yeah, it's not going to stand the test of time. And it didn't.
It did not, no.
What else do you remember from that trip then?
Didn't actually go on many rides back then. Yeah. I was, being 7 years old, I was quite terrified. I didn't even go on Haunted Mansion back then. My mum was just dragging me, trying to get me on, but I refused. That year, it was all about meeting the characters, getting all the autographs. So that year, I lost my autograph book. This is one of the things that I really love about Disney, how they make it so special for the kids.
Yeah.
Was that, yeah, so we lost the autograph book and my parents tore up the room trying to find it. So they went down to talk to the people down at the concierge. They took our address. They said, okay, we'll see if we can find it. And then a couple of weeks after we got home, this autograph book came, and it wasn't mine. It was one that they got, and it was full of everyone you could possibly imagine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've still got it somewhere.
Yeah, that is the Disney magic, isn't it?
It really is. They make it so special for the kids. And, I mean, I've got my cousin. She's got some learning difficulties. And when we took her over there 10 years ago, she went up and people at the desk said, oh, who's her favourite character? And they went, oh, she loves Tigger. So they said, okay, so they were tapping on the thing. I said, oh, I think someone's got a special phone call for you. So they got the phone and passed it to her, and it was a little welcome message from Tigger.
Oh!
It's like little touches we didn't even know they did.
Yeah, it is those little things, isn't it? And I think as well, especially when you're a kid, when you're going at that kind of age, people say, oh, are they going to be old enough? Are they going to be tall enough for the ride? Mm. The number of kids you see going around just with autograph books, it's just autographs and photographs. It's just characters, isn't it? That's all you want, because you can't get that anywhere else.
Absolutely.
Any other favourite memories from any of your other visits?
Last time we went, when I took my wife and she went for the first time, we went over to Gaston's Tavern.
Yeah. For Le Fou's Brew?
Le Fou's Brew, yeah. And so I remember I was standing out there and, you know, eating my turkey leg as you do. And Gaston happened to be there. And he's just finishing off with his last little autograph and he's going back to his little secret door. And he passes my wife. And I can't remember what he said, but he said some little cheeky little line. And she just looked at him and just went, couldn't speak.
What a flirt.
He was an absolute flirt.
He is such a ladies' man, though, isn't he, Gaston?
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about some of your favourite things. Let's talk about accommodation, first of all. You've been a few times. Have you stayed on site? Have you stayed off site? Have you got a preference?
Yeah, most of the time when I went with my parents, they had a timeshare just off-site.
Right.
It's Orange Lake, and that place was really exclusive. Don't know how they managed to get that timeshare. But and they had like a little shuttle that got you in, and that was great. But I have stayed on-site a few times. I went to Port Orleans, I think it was the first time.
Yeah.
The second time, when we took my sister, we stayed in Dixie Landings. I don't believe it's there anymore.
Dixie Landings, so Port Orleans French Quarter and Port Orleans Riverside. So that is now Port Orleans Riverside.
Ah, that makes sense. And and the last time we stayed at All Star Music. I think next time we go, I don't really mind where we stay, to be honest, because the fundamentals are all the same. There's the pool, they have stuff for the kids to do. It's mostly just setting, really. So we're not too bothered about where we go.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be nice to go to the Animal Kingdom Lodge and have a look at the animals while we're eating. But the fact that you can go there and eat anywhere anyway.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to save up a bit extra and go to the new Star Wars hotel.
Oh, now we don't know. Well, we don't know when it's going to open. We don't know how much it's going to be. And apparently it's not a hotel, is it? Apparently they don't like you calling it a hotel.
No, I haven't heard what they do like to call it. They're talking about you get to dress up as well and they'll all be dressed up. So yeah.
Yeah, I think there's going to be like a full story and everything.
You're only going to be allowed to stay there for 2 days, I believe.
Yeah, just it's a short stay. I mean, you are on another planet. So, you know,
of course. Yeah.
Yeah. There's only so much I think you can take of a different planet's atmosphere. I think probably that's how they'll word it. What about food? Any particular favourite restaurants?
Oh, I tell you what, my favourite place to eat isn't actually a restaurant. My favourite place is the Korea kiosk during the food festivals.
Oh, right. Is it Epcot?
We were there during the food festival last time and I had their pork wraps with kimchi slaw.
Right.
Oh, I've had to find out the recipe. I've searched high and low and about 2 months ago, I found the recipe online.
And is it like they make it at Epcot?
Yes, it is absolutely. It was so good.
Right, but we need to share this recipe on the socials. We'll
absolutely give it to you.
Yep. So when you go, you have to time it for the Epcot Food and Wine Festival then?
Yes, that is the big pull. I mean, it's fortunate now because we're just expecting our firstborn.
Yeah.
So I'm getting ready. So his 7th birthday will fall on the half term when it's just at the end of Food and Wine Festival. Hopefully get a double whammy, birthday and food festival.
So you're planning your next trip for 7 years?
Yeah. I'm really gutted I can't go sooner.
All around the birth of the child, which is any day now, apparently, I'm told.
Thank you.
Have you got any Disney names that you're considering for the little one?
I'm not allowed to say.
Oh, is it Mickey or Minnie?
It's a Mickey.
Are you really going to go for Mickey?
No.
Goofy. Is it Goofy?
It might be Pluto, I don't know.
maybe Pluto. Stick with us, Lewis. We'll chat some more very soon because we want to find out about your favourite Walt Disney World attraction. And also, I believe you've done some maths when it comes to the dining plan. Latest news from Walt Disney World. Some nice news to start with because Christmas has arrived. The Magic Kingdom's Christmas decorations went up on the 1st of November. Halloween, out like a light. Next day, Christmas tree up. The Choi Soldiers were out greeting guests as they arrive in the Magic Kingdom. The place is looking spectacular. All the new Christmas snacks are out. Some of the Christmas merchandise, brand new Christmas spirit jerseys. I know this is very difficult because here in the UK, we can't even go, but we can watch people's vlogs, and if you've got friends in America or just on Instagram checking, I just have a look at people who've checked into Magic Kingdom just to see what it looks like, just to get my fill. Also as well, if you're thinking about maybe spending some time over at Disneyland Paris, obviously we had the 14-day quarantine that came in a month or two ago. Unfortunately, you probably will have heard Disneyland Paris has had to close the doors. They're hoping to open briefly, maybe for the period around Christmas and New Year, but that's potentially not going to happen. Failing that, they're going to be opening mid-February. So at the minute, they're probably going to be closed from now until mid-February, maybe open for a couple of weeks over Christmas. But that's the latest news from Disneyland Paris at the moment. If you're still thinking, well, maybe we could just go over the channel and get a little bit of Disney action, that's not even happening at the moment. And also some other really sad news that you might have seen over the last couple of weeks from Walt Disney World. A number of the live entertainment cast members have unfortunately been laid off. A lot of the shows, looks like, particularly aren't going to be coming back for the foreseeable future, including the Beauty and the Beast show over at Hollywood Studios, and then over at Animal Kingdom, the Finding Nemo musical, and the Festival of the Lion King. All those cast members involved in those productions have been made redundant, so it looks like it's going to be quite a while in the future before those kind of shows can come back. Finally, let's finish on a little bit of good news. A new baby rhino has been born over at Animal Kingdom. It doesn't have a name as yet. They are highly endangered, the African white rhino. So that's a little bit of good news. And if that made you go, then do catch up on the Animal Kingdom series, which started a few weeks ago at Disney Plus, which is out, a brand new episode every Friday, which is just great. There just seem to be babies being born left, right and centre. It's a right old knocking shop over at Animal Kingdom. Don't forget to keep up with all the news. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Podmagical is where we are. And if you'd like to be a podcast guest one episode into the new year, then do let me know. Just drop me a message. That's what Lewis did. He's on the podcast this week. And we're going to find out now, Lewis, what your favourite attraction is.
Bear Jamboree. Absolutely love the Bear Jamboree.
The Country Bears.
Yeah. Got it because it was on refurb last time. Didn't get to take my wife to see that.
So she's never seen it?
Nope.
oh, she's missing an absolute treat. Because, you know, a lot of people, even they've been to Walt Disney World a few times, still haven't been to Country Bear Jamboree. It is one of those, yes, that a lot of people go, we won't bother with that one.
Yeah, they just skim over it. No, it's absolutely worth... I mean, for a start, there's air conditioning, so that's just nice to get out of the sun. But then it's just a bit of, the best words I could say, is Southern American lunacy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Really weird. It's really weird. Yeah, I mean, you got bears singing and talking bison head, and
it is a bit cheeky as well, isn't it? And so, sometimes some of the humour is a bit of its time for Disney, definitely. Especially to go, really? It's a little bit blue. And apparently they used to do a Christmas overlay.
I've seen the video of it.
Right, okay, yeah.
It's interesting, to say the least.
Fitting with the attraction, I suppose.
Yes.
Is there anything else you love to do at Walt Disney World? Have you got any guilty pleasures?
One of our little guilty pleasures, which my wife and I both do, is we like to make each other jealous by flirting with some of the princesses and princes.
All right, well, she's already had Gaston.
Oh, she had Gaston, yeah. And, she got very angry when we were in Grand Floridian at the buffet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Cinderella comes around and she has a picture with me, and she was not happy that I suddenly just stood up straight and presented myself quite well.
So you've been slouching the entire time, but when suddenly a Disney princess comes along.
She didn't really speak to me very much for the rest of the day.
Remember, she got jealous over Cinderella.
Yeah, she did.
Does she not know she's got a Prince Charming?
Well, he came round and she had a bit of a flirt with him as well.
Okay, so but
of course, no, she didn't. No, she didn't. Of course not.
And what about the Ugly Sister? Did you not flirt with those? Because they're in that restaurant, aren't they, in that...
They weren't at that time.
The last time I saw Cinderella, she tried to set me up with one of the Ugly Sisters. I'm like, no, you're all right.
I said, Prince Charming, I can't remember what it was, but he did tell us some filthy joke.
Really?
Which I probably can't really... I wouldn't even be able to remember it, but yeah.
Maybe he... Did he invite you to go to one of his balls?
It was something akin to that, yeah.
You like to plan for other people as well, other people who are going. You take their plans on and you do it for them.
Yeah, so my mum was, she was meant to go in September, but obviously with stuff that's happened, she's postponed it. I think she's going in February now.
Okay, yeah.
So yeah, I was helping her try and find the cheapest flights, and is it worth having the flight with the deal, or is it doing them separately and all this kind of stuff. I've worked out the absolute cheapest way that I've worked to do it.
We want to know. Everybody's like, what is it? Oh, yeah. What is it?
Well,
what is it?
It's all about Avios. If you find ways to get as many Avios as possible, sign up to the scheme and go with Iberia, because they're the ones that they can get you from England, that you have to stop over in Spain, I believe.
Right.
And then you can go over to America. But they're the ones that don't charge all the taxes and the fees like British Airways do.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they do, but nowhere near as high. Because British Airways, you might as well be paying for the flight with all the fees they put on. But Iberia, you can genuinely get it really cheap if you have enough Avios.
Oh, right. So the Avios points are really the ones that people would usually associate with BA anyway.
Yeah. But there's Iberia and Vueling are the other two. Yeah, and as a Brit, they're better being used on going that way than coming back.
What about accommodation? Obviously, you're booking that separately as well. Is she going to be staying on site?
Yeah, she's staying at the All-Star Movies.
Right. And did you book that just directly with Disney Holidays?
Yes, we did it on the standard website. We did look down at the bottom, because if you go right down to the bottom of the page, they have all the best deals, but they're not always on. But it's kind of, they don't show them on the homepage at all. You have to really search through the website to find these.
Yeah, you do need to do your homework, don't you? You need to just put the hours in to save the pennies.
And sometimes it's actually worth going through a third-party company. So there's lots of Disney booking companies. They do nothing but book your Disney holiday.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get hold of them and they can normally find the absolute best deals for you. And with their commission, it's normally cheaper than what you normally would get from a Disney company.
So get a good Disney travel agent. There are quite a few who specialise in Disney, like you say.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of Disney, when you go over to Orlando, anywhere else you'd like to visit?
Oh, well, it's Universal.
You can't say Universal. People are really afraid of saying Universal on this podcast. But you know what? It's fine. It's totally fine.
I know, but it's just... it feels like you're cheating a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, I love that E.T. attraction just as much as any of the others at Disney.
Oh yeah, E.T.'s great. I mean, and the flight over Hogwarts, that's a phenomenal ride.
Yeah, the Harry Potter rides are also brilliant.
Absolutely blown out the water with that one. I'm really fascinated by how these things work as well, because I didn't realise it wasn't on a track at all. You're on this arm.
That's right, yeah. It's kind of like behind you. I know that because I got stuck in it once and the lights came on. So I had a good look around to go, oh, is this working? Oh, that's how it works, is it?
Yeah, because they absolutely baffled me when we first went on it.
Is there anything that they've got rid of at Disney? So when you went first time, anything that's no longer there that you think it's a bit of a shame that they've got rid of? Obviously not the ghastly castle makeover.
Yeah. The one thing that I really regret not doing, yet again, I was a bit young at the time, was Extraterrestrial, the alien encounter.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because we did it as Stitch's Great Escape, and that was uncomfortable to start with, and I could not imagine how bad Alien Escape would have been.
Yeah, it was. You kind of sat in the dark, and well, it was Stitch when I went. He spat in your ear and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it was the alien one. I think that's why they had to make it Stitch, because it was just too terrifying. And of course, that attraction is now just completely closed. It's not Elaine's, yes. It's not Stitch, it's not anything. Maybe it's going to be Wreck-It Ralph. That's the rumours that people keep flying around. But at the moment, I think everything's just been put on hold.
I'd like them to bring back Alien Encounter, just do a new video, you know?
It's not Disney.
It's not really.
So 7 years before you're going to go again, after the little one's been born. How do you keep the magic going, though? If you're, you know, 7 years is a long time. 1 year for me has been a long time of not going. Is there anything you do, like when you get back from your holiday, or anything you do just to keep that Disney vibe going?
I've subscribed to a few YouTube channels. So I've been watching Defunct Land.
Oh, right.
I mean, it's not just Disney. He talks about theme parks all around the world. And he goes over all the attractions that were but are no longer, and the whole story behind them, how they came from idea to fully fledged concept, and then how they demised. And he's making a digital theme park, which he's trying to get all of these rides videos.
Yeah.
And get them all on there so you can go on their website and live the ride again. So that's one channel I like on YouTube. I also watch Disney Food Blog, because AJ on that is fantastic.
She's really good, yeah. And I think she's eating like everything at Walt Disney World. Like,
I think so, yes.
Everything.
Yeah. I saw her in the newspaper, I think it was about this time last year, because she suddenly hit the news. Oh, this woman, her entire career is going to Disney World. It's fantastic. She has all the best tips and tricks, and I've taken a lot from her as well. My day-to-day, so when I'm working, I quite often listen to Sorcerer Radio.
Ah, right. So it's the theme park music in the background.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've got all the big Disney songs, but yeah, then they've got their Atmospheres channel, and that is all the background music, because it really takes me back on a day-to-day basis. It takes me back. I love listening to the Frontierland background music, and it's all just perfect because you can get on with your work. It doesn't distract you. It's designed not to distract you.
Yeah. It's just instrumental music.
Exactly. And you can just feel the magic again. It's wonderful.
Here's a question we've never asked on the podcast before, because I know what my answer is going to be to that.
Oh.
Which part of Walt Disney World has got your favourite background music? That bit of music you hear and you go, it just takes you there straight away.
It's Frontierland. Absolutely Frontierland.
Oh, okay.
No idea why.
For me, I'm going to go Epcot, that old school da-da-da-da-da, Epcot music that you would never hear anywhere else. Yeah.
That one. Yeah, I know it.
I just love that. I might just have to put that on later on. Just listen to that all day long.
Yeah, because I mean, I started listening to, okay, so this land's area music loop, and put it on YouTube while I was working. Okay, now this land's area music. Then I discovered Sorcerer Radio, and you choose for me. It's great.
Yeah, and there's also D-Park Radio is another one. I've got the app for that, which plays through Alexa, or if you've got a Google, if you've got a smart speaker. And going back to food, because I know you've done some interesting calculations when it comes to paying for the dining plan.
Yes, and my big thing is that it is very much, most holidays, it is hit and miss. Is it worth it? Is it not? It tends to be, if you're going for the big foods, you know, you're going for the expensive foods, yes, it's definitely worth it. Otherwise, no, it's really not. However, if you ever go in during the food festival, or there's the February festival, I think it's the arts festival, where they've got a lot of food as well, that is absolutely the time to get the dining plan, because all your snack credits go on the kiosks.
Of course, yeah. And then some of those items are like $8 or $9.
Yeah, absolutely. And the best thing is, it's like, well, this is what we found out when we went, is that we went around the World Food Fair, and we were trying to, that was a meal. So we ended up with like 2 days. We went to the food fair and just ate there. And then we were able to use our main meal credits for something a bit fancier.
Exactly. That's, of course, if they bring it back, which you can't get the dining plan at the minute. But maybe next year. Maybe next year they'll bring the dining plan back.
Oh, yeah. We paid for it.
So good luck with the birth of your child.
Thank you very much.
For, what did you say? Baby Goofy, did you call him?
Little baby Pluto.
Baby Pluto. Baby Pluto, obviously. And Lewis, have a magical day.
And you.
Don't forget, fancy being a podcast guest? It doesn't matter when you went to Walt Disney World, how many times you've been. I mean, who's been this year? Nobody. We haven't been since like March. But we can still talk about it. Just drop me a message. We're looking for guests now for next year. Just send me a message. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Podmagical is where we are. And if you wondered about the technicalities of how you actually get on the podcast to do it, all you need is a telephone. It's dead easy. We'll sort the rest out. Finally, Andy's top tip for this episode is check whether your mobile phone has got US international roaming. I know it might be quite a while before we go and you might forget about this by the time you go, but it is well worth checking. Some packages will throw this in for absolutely free, so it won't cost you anything to use your phone in America, so you can text at the normal cost that you would in the UK, and you can even use data roaming at the normal cost that you would in the UK. So check whether you get that or you can get a bolt-on. It might be worth it just because the Wi-Fi, the free Wi-Fi at Walt Disney World, can be absolutely abysmal. And if it comes to getting on Rise of the Resistance, if we still have to go through that whole procedure of getting into Rise of the Resistance, whether it's 7 o'clock in the morning and you're in the hotel, or you have to wait when you're in the park, because they've changed that over the last week or two. But still, you don't want to be relying on the free Wi-Fi at Disney. It's not very good. Check if you've got a free international roaming package with your mobile phone contract. That's this week's tip of the week. Don't forget, we've got a new podcast coming out every other Friday. So make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcast from, being it Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We are everywhere. Tell your friends if they love Walt Disney World. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.